let's talk about the acronym PREY, P-R-E-Y, the tragic tale of pouring your energy into someone who's treating you like a background character in their life. Don't worry, we're here to laugh at it so you can stop living it. P is for pursuing. This is the stage where you're doing all the work. Texting first? Check. Reacting to their stories within 0.2 seconds? Absolutely. Heck, you even looked up their favorite football team so you can casually bring it up in conversation. Never mind the fact that you think a quarterback is some kind of coin. You've basically turned into their PR manager, hyping them up and making them look good. Meanwhile, they're out here wondering why their phone keeps buzzing. Spoiler, it's you. R stands for relentlessly unacknowledged. This is the point where your efforts go unnoticed, like a kid raising their hand in the back of the classroom. You're sending sweet good morning texts, memes that took hours to find, and the occasional just thinking about you. What do you get in return? Silence. Or worse, the dreaded one-word response. Seriously, how many ways can they reply cool before it starts to feel like Morse code? And yet you persist, hoping that one day they'll notice all the emotional acrobatics you've been doing in the group chat. E is for endlessly chasing. At this stage, you've become the marathon runner of unrequited affection. You're planning your schedule around their availability, stalking their social media like it's your full-time job, and pretending to like their favorite indie band that sounds like a washing machine on spin cycle. Don't even get me started on the inside jokes. They don't even remember half of them, but you're out here quoting them like they're Shakespeare. You're not just chasing at this point. You're sprinting after a mirage. And surprise, it's not even a good mirage. It's like a mirage of a fast food drive-thru that's closed. And finally, for yielding self-worth, this is the grand finale, the moment when you've put so much effort into someone else that you've accidentally put yourself on the clearance rack. You're bending over backward, sacrificing your time, energy, and dignity, all for someone who probably thinks mutual effort is a type of insurance policy. Look, you don't have to be the most amazing person in the world, but let's aim for at least not ignoring the giant neon sign that says, "They don't care." Listen, life's too short to be someone's unpaid hype person. Stop being the prey. You deserve to be in a mutual effort partnership, or at least someone who texts back. Go reclaim your time, your energy, and your self-respect. Level up, and hey.